Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's your highlight from the weekend? The weather. I saw some farmers out there planting already. Kind of nice. That Masters was hard to beat. With that Justin Spieth leading wall-to-wall. Classy young man. 21 years of age. All that pressure. Didn't bother him at all. Pretty darn cool. Amazing. He just kind of, you could just, you know, sense it from the television screen. Just kind of a quiet confidence about him. That was pretty cool. Hillary Clinton running for president. I know that's Todd's highlight. He's pretty excited. He was running around screaming all weekend with the top down on the convertible.
Well, I was running around in the convertible with the top down doing a lot of screaming. You were definitely right about that part.
Go Hillary. I heard you. You and Kerry. Scream and go Hillary. You know,
well, Kerry might have been. We haven't even talked about it, but we were in the convertible at the top down. You bet, especially yesterday. Holy cow!
You know,
Saturday. I mean,
we're bored with the whole Hillary thing when she announces her candidacy for presidency, and the controversy is all about her logo. Did you see that? Social media was just in a tizzy from the point that Hillary announced yesterday. All weekend, the rest of the time, about her logo. Yeah. So,
it was supposed to have been automatic last time she ran, and it wasn't, so she may want to be careful.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right.
Because when Bill came around, he was an unknown. When Obama came around, he was an unknown. Who knows what unknown is out there?
The H in her logo was compared to the Twin Towers. Not a good analogy.
Yeah, and to say.
And also to a hospital sign. Not a good analogy. You know, the H that you see, you know, when like the sign that is directing you towards a hospital. Yeah, that H.
The country needs a doctor.
Not good at all. I forget what day I posted a question. Might have been Friday. About Hillary planning to announce over the weekend, and I asked for just one word, your one-word reaction to the news. And most people were able to make it happen. Kind of challenging on social media. Nobody does one-word anything, right? But there were some classics on here. Barf was a word. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate that. Russ Benghazi. Yeah, that one makes sense. Yeah. Yuck was another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yawn. It was a bit of a yawn because we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't exactly a big news flash there.
Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind, by the way, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be here at the bottom of this hour. Also next hour, Lieutenant Tom Irison of the North Dakota Highway Patrol here for Trooper Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, that's right, looking forward to Trooper Talk. So, do that about once a month. Any question on anything regarding the rules of the road, from the North Dakota Highway Patrol, certainly welcome that today on the program. A couple of things that caught my attention that I wanted to visit with you a little bit about in the short time we have for anything goes here today. Did you see there's new emojis out now? Have you got those on your phone, Todd? The new emojis from Apple?
I don't think I have the new ones, but I've got plenty of them already not using, and I don't know if I... Okay, why do I need the new ones? You tell me. Why do I need the new ones?
Well, they're politically correct. You want politically correct emojis, don't you?
Sure.
How do you know Santa's white?
I don't.
Yeah, the new emojis now include a black Santa. My favorite is whatever person you want to use to depict on your emojis, you now have a range of colors to choose from. So you click on the particular emoji you want to use, and then another thing comes up with, everywhere from yellow to white to beigeish to brownish to black. It comes up.
Okay. Yeah, because how do you know Santa's black? You don't know that.
Washington Post had a story about this weekend about how it's actually becoming controversial for Apple, believe it or not. You know, they thought there had been some evidently concerns raised about the lack of cultural diversity in emojis. Emojis, they're fake anyway, for crying out loud. They're little cartoons. And but anyway, some people were a little upset about that. So on Thursday last week, Apple rolls out their new racially diverse emojis. And you can cycle through these various shades of whites and brown to customize the skin color on the emojis you tend to use. And by the way, some people were thrilled about this. Yes, they were, you know, choruses of, we made it. Some folks even crying tears of joy over the sign of racial inclusion. But that didn't last long because the Washington Post writes, Apple's well-intentioned gesture to human diversity has taken a turn for the worse. The emoji are being used to make racist comments on social media and insert questions of race in texts and tweets where it may have never arisen before.
There you go.
Instead of correcting its mistake, excluding people of color from emoji, Apple has in some ways made the situation worse. In trying to advocate for racial inclusivity in its iOS 8.3 update, Apple has a lot. Maybe that's why you don't have it yet. You need to do the updates, Rita. iOS.
I did the update. I just did the update yesterday, so
well, maybe there. I got your emojis. They're there because I didn't do anything to get them. They just appeared. Anyway, Apple has allowed for further racial segregation with these new emojis now.
Right.
Because I'm black, should I now feel compelled to use the appropriate brown skin nail painting emoji? Yeah. By the way, nail painting. See, you know, there's like you can. Your fingers are out there. The thumbs up, the thumbs down. Same deal. Not just the faces. I kid you not.
You do realize Santa's actually an Eskimo anyway, right?
Why would I use the white one? Now in simple text messages and tweets, I have to identify myself racially. I'll now question other people's emoji use when they're speaking to me. Why is he sending me the black angel emoji specifically? Why is she sending me the black girl emoji?
Well, I mean, if you are black, then maybe you should be using the black one. But, I mean, I guess that particular one doesn't affect you or I, but you or me, whatever the grammar is there.
Folks, do you see the stupidity in this? Do you see what we've become? Here's the post I put up, and I'm serious about this. I weep for my country. Political correctness has become a runaway plague. You know, remember the call we had I think it was on Friday's program, saying, I'm tired of all this race, that race. Can't we be the human race? Remember that call? Very insightful. And I thought of that when I read this story. Can't we just be people? Do I really need a black Santa emoji option to be considered racially sensitive? Here's my thought of this. If we continue creating classes of victims, we're going to become worse, not better as a country. This is getting ridiculous.
I thought the whole idea was to be racially blind. That's just making sure we're not.
I mean, I want to know who looks at an emoji and goes, well, there's not one really that fits me. They're cartoons, for crying out loud. They're orange cartoons. I've never thought of an emoji as being racially swinging one way or the other. This is really, I hope you know what emojis are. I wouldn't if I didn't have kids. But I think they started as really a smiley face, wasn't it? But, you know,
right,
you make a smiley face.
The little cartoony things on your smartphone or whatever that you, yeah.
And now if you send a text,
things and stuff.
You send a text, it gives you the option, you know, to pick out a particular emoji. And you now have 9 million choices. That's the other thing is getting... starting to drive me crazy. Why do we got to have 9 million choices for everything? Even, you know, set aside the race thing here. Like toothpaste. Can I go to the store and pick out toothpaste and have three choices? You know, maybe one with teeth whitening, maybe one with extra cavity fighting power, and maybe one is just, you know, in the middle somewhere. Why? Have you done this, Todd? Try and buy shampoo or toothpaste or anything else. 55 million choices. It's enough to make you crazy. You know, my wife says,
pick one and go home.
And says, okay, pick up some bread and pick up some cereal and did it. I'm like, cereal? You been to the cereal aisle lately? I mean, there is a sea of cereal, for crying out loud.
So you want to go back to Cheerios, Wheaties, and Grape Nuts, and that's it, right? And
you're crazy me. I just want a simpler life.
Give me a simple life.
Okay. I just want a simple little life where, you know, maybe cornflakes or Cheerios, right? I mean, you know, not 9 million different choices here. I don't know.
9 million. I've told you a million times not to exaggerate like that.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not far off when it comes to cereal. It's not far off, that number.
You realize how hard it is to find Quisp?
I don't even know what Quisp is.
You don't remember Quisp?
Is it an old-time cereal?
Well, 70s-ish, yeah. Kid cereal.
Don't remember. I'm the Tony the Tiger kind of guy. You know?
They're great!
Cornflakes with a few bananas there. That's all I need. Lucky Charms is a guilty pleasure. I'll go with that. But, you know, right there, those three. It's all I need, right there.
They're magically delicious.
I'm happy. All right, one other thing in my craw today, and then it's all yours. 800-228-0550 to weigh in on any of these. 800-228-0550. A letter to the editor from a gay lawyer says he can't get a job in North Dakota, and the recent failure of the legislation on sexual orientation as discrimination has caused him the final straw. He's going to California now. We'll talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341. S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. 81,000 jobs in the industry, $43 billion in economic impact. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. will join us at the bottom of the hour and take your calls, questions, and comments on the program. Okay, one other thing that I wanted to talk about today was a letter to the editor that went to the Forum newspaper this weekend. It was published in Sunday's newspaper. And it's from a gentleman by the name of Brent Janicki, J-A-E-N-I-C-K-E. I'm actually planning on inviting this gentleman on the program to ask him a question related to his letter to the editor. But he talked about graduating from the University of North Dakota last May and how the plan was to find a great job in a thriving economy in Fargo. And since he graduated with honors, served on the board of editors of the North Dakota Law Review, worked during law school for the Supreme Court, a well-respected firm in Grand Forks, a boutique firm in Silicon Valley, that finding an entry-level job in Fargo would not be a difficult proposition. All of the other similarly ranked students and co-members of the Board of Editors of the Law Review received offers around the state. I was kept busy even after graduation interviewing for jobs. I was the odd man out. When it was time to take the bar exam last July, I was still interviewing without success. Honestly, I kept thinking to myself, well, maybe I'm not the right fit, or they were looking for someone with a different type of experience. It was about September of last year when I truly realized what was going on. I was being passed over for being an openly gay man. Of course, none of my interviewers ever said anything to that extent. Nor did any of the standard letters sent my way include a pronouncement that I was being passed over because of my sexual orientation. But being passed up for positions that I was clearly qualified for, and even in some circumstances being passed over for someone who didn't even come close to my credentials, pointed to one explanation. Despite my efforts in school and garnering honors, which included being published in the law school's selective academic journal, the doors were shut. I thought about the modern Republican Party and their mantra about pulling yourself up by your bootstraps with hard work and determination, etc. In my case, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps and did everything you're supposed to do as an ambitious and motivated law school student. On paper, my boots looked perfectly polished. Yes, I could have kept my mouth shut in law school and gazed off into the distance when we studied equal protection in constitutional law. I could have gone back in the closet during law school. It's a small legal community, and it would have taken maybe one phone call from someone on a hiring committee at a firm to find out I was a gay man. I could have lied to the people about who I was dating or who my friends were. I could have done all these things. I thought my bootstraps were tailor-made for success in the North Dakota legal community. Boy, was I wrong. Luckily, I'm able to leave this state for greener pastures. I was offered a job in Silicon Valley at a firm working for one of the lawyers I worked for during school. I was recruited to work for her and her firm. Their hiring decision was based on individual performance, talent, and dedication to excellence. So law school wasn't a total loss for me considering the job offer in California. However, that doesn't mean there weren't any losers in this scenario. The North Dakota legal community lost a very smart, dedicated individual. I won't be able to make a short trip to Roseau anymore to see my entire family, including two young nephews whom I adore. I know many wonderful people in Fargo had planned on making it my home. I know many wonderful people in Fargo and had planned on making it my home, he says, getting married to my partner and adopting a few kids. So I guess you could say there are a few unknown kids who need homes that are losers here, too. Oofta. All of this being said, the last straw, oofta was me. All of this being said, the last straw was the North Dakota legislature's inability to pass protections for the LGBT community. Fargo may be filled with loving, caring, enlightened people, but the legislature is not. North Dakota has forsaken my community. It makes me very frustrated and sad to write these words, but they need to be said. I'm hopeful things change for the excellent people I know in this state, but for myself, I cannot wait for those pastures to turn green. Okay, so here we have a letter, and I'd like your reaction to it. My take is this is an assumption. This goes back to the whole debate over Senate Bill 2279 and the discrimination that is perceived to be happening among us. He said himself. He didn't say that's why I didn't get the job, but I didn't get the job. None of my interviewers ever said anything to that extent. His words. Nor did any of the standard letters. In other words, You're making yourself out to a victim. Everybody else got a job. I didn't get a job. Must be because I'm gay. How do you know that? I think the only way you know that in your heart is if this fella really perceives himself as a victim. He certainly doesn't lack any confidence, given the letter to the editor. I didn't find a whole lot of humility in that. And, you know, it's interesting. I put this up on the Facebook page over the weekend, and some people found, I'm amazed that people take the time to do this, but found something on his Facebook page from a couple of years ago, hoping he'd get a job in California. So my guess is he probably really wanted to return to California anyway, and, you know, this is a way to sort of take a shot at the legislature and take a shot at North Dakota for not passing this law and using not getting a job as the reason for it. But, I mean, law firms don't seem to shy away from diversity, unless you're a conservative, that is. Most of them are full of liberals. So why assume you're not getting the job because of your sexual orientation? How do you know? And why play the victim card? It's my take. Welcome yours. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bob, Valley City, what's on your mind?
I don't think that I would have hired this guy anyway. He's not a very good lawyer because the bill before the House didn't have anything to do with what he's talking about. There's already protections against discrimination against people
in higher ed,
genders and different
in higher ed.
And there's, you know, they're already there. You know, he's just a boo-hoo kind of, I didn't get my job, so therefore it must be that I'm gay. And, you know, to bring up the fact that the House didn't pass that bill proves that he's not a very good attorney, because it's not about that. And he's just probably a whining heart liberal who thinks that he can bash the legislators and he can bash North Dakota. And, you know, if he wants to go to California, hey, see you later. Have a good life. You know, that's all I got to say. Thanks.
Bob, appreciate the call. Colleen says, this is a person with a pretty high opinion of himself, and he can't imagine that others aren't falling all over themselves to hire such a peach. Gay, much like race and gender, gay, much like race and gender, is one of those all-purpose excuses, handy for any and every occasion. Casey says, this guy's taking random rejection personally. Just because you got passed up for a job, no matter how much experience you have, doesn't mean they are discriminating against you for being gay. Just that the employer has a different vision than you. This shouldn't see the light of day. There is way too much real discrimination going on that nobody knows about. Especially now, this kind of stuff shouldn't get published. A letter to the editor, so people are going to publish. Especially the Fargo Forum is going to publish this. I'm surprised it wasn't on the front page. Given their advocacy for Senate Bill 2279. Amy says, could it possibly be his personality? Was he too overconfident? Perhaps it was his attitude at the interview. Did he apply to all the law firms, and they all said no? All good questions. How do you know is the question. Again, I think this is more politically motivated, take a shot at the law than anything else. But one of the things that caught our attention on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341. S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And I'm male, so that doesn't ever go too good.
Oh, the gender card now, huh? How convenient.
Yeah. It's not... It's, you could say it about yourself, can't you? You're still offending someone.
Well, I guess you can, because you did.
Yeah, exactly right. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here is, we're waiting for Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, checking in with him shortly here. Call that came in during the break on our previous conversation regarding the lawyer who's leaving, going to California. And... says he is leaving North Dakota because he was not getting a job as an attorney, despite all the academic accolades that he got from the University of North Dakota Law School upon graduating last May. And the final straw for his departure was lack of a new law, adding sexual orientation to the classes of discriminatory items that are unlawful in North Dakota. Earlier caller had a point, and it's one of the sticking points in the whole debate on that issue, and that is that current law covers much of the concern for folks that have said there's a problem, and no problem has been demonstrated beyond that. So all good points. Appreciate that. Let's roll this call.
Try get a lawyer for a business out here. Good luck with that. I could have just opened his own practice. Don't give me that flying crock of crap. Bye.
Flying crock of... What was the last word, Todd? I didn't quite hear it all. Yeah.
Crap. It was crap.
Was it really?
Flying crock of... Well, it could have been worse.
Sure, yeah.
Point taken, he could have opened his own business, but that's a little bit easier to do when you've got some credentials. When you don't have any credentials, you're just out of school.
Judging by his own letter, he's pretty proud of his credentials. Maybe that'd look good on a shingle. So
it looks good to other lawyers and law firms. It doesn't necessarily look that great to the general public who's hiring lawyers. His best bet is to get with a good firm, and if there's no good firm that wants him around here, then he's got to go someplace else.
I would also say he's probably coming out of law school with a pile of debt, so that isn't exactly easy to walk into the bank saying you're going to finance yourself.
Right. I hope he realizes the cost of living where he's going, though, is significantly higher than anywhere in North Dakota.
definitely was an option if he won the remainder of his bet. I tend to think this was more of a political matter than reality.
I agree.
Jim in West Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
How are you?
Well, you know what, dude? With all the rampant discrimination that's going on against that community, I would think this guy was a smart lawyer, you know, and an entrepreneur. He should have opened his own business to represent all these cases of discrimination that are out there in the state of North Dakota, and he could have made a fortune doing it in his mind. But you know what? In reality, he would have starved as a lawyer trying to do that because it isn't an issue in North Dakota.
I think you're right, and but a good point. If it's as bad as they say it is, there's a of course the law would have helped you know the lawsuits, and I think that's one of the reasons that it was sent down to defeat because it would have just been a boondoggle for attorneys and all kinds of discrimination suits. But
well, I mean, it's still a problem. I'm not saying if it's still a problem, you know, in his mind, you know, even though it's not against law, you think he could still take it. But the problem is, you know, these people know it's not a problem. And it was just an agenda-driven Senate bill, you know.
Right, and again, here's what I'm trying to get at in this case, okay? He is perceiving all of this, right? He's saying, hey, look, I've got this great record. I've got everything, and all my peers got a job, and I don't have a job, and it's because I'm opening the gates. Well, you don't know that. Now, you absolutely do not know that. And again, I don't think law firms are afraid of diversity. So, if he's trying to get a job as, a Sunday school teacher, it might be a little different thing, right? So, but where he was trying to get a job, what I think is kind of sad is this fella is forced into feeling as though he's the victim. I got this great, resume, it looks good on paper to say here's all my academic achievements, right? And I can't get a job, it's only because I'm gay, poor me. You know, I mean, what a way to go through life. And that's for, you know, for anybody who, oh, I can't get this or that didn't happen because, oh, it's the, you know what I mean? Just to go through life as a victim is not a very meaningful existence, if you ask me.
Well, exactly. You know, I think it's taken into consideration, which, I don't know, you think this guy would know this. They crank out a lot of lawyers, okay? And then they crank out a lot in North Dakota. There's only so many jobs for them. And usually lawyers get into these firms, they stay for life. So how many openings are there really in law firms available for anybody?
Don't know the answer to that. I do intend to invite this gentleman on because, again, how do you know? How do you know?
Yeah, I don't
know. No question. So that's what I'd like to know. The whole letter is a little, North Dakota, you're lost because I was going to stay here. I was going to raise a family, and, you know, there'd be some kids that needed adoption that aren't going to get adopted now. So, ha-ha, there you know, just it smacks of, I don't know.
That kind of gets to another point, too, is this argument out there that, oh, we're going to be missing out on all these talented, creative people that aren't going to come to North Dakota now because, you know, we discriminate, which I really hate the way they like to spin how that bill, you know, because it didn't pass, we discriminate. No, I don't agree with that. It's just a play on words. But how many of these people are really coming here to North Dakota for any reason? Okay, well, a lot of these people they don't live here. Boy, you have a hard time dealing with the weather. Okay, and that drives a lot of people away. You know, I don't think there's this big crush of people trying to get here that are all of a sudden going to turn away because we didn't pass this bill. Like it's a bad argument on their part.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks a bunch. Very much appreciate that, Ron. Now, so the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here on What's on Your Mind. Joins us a couple times a month. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. It's day 66 at the Capitol today, so it looks like they have about 2 weeks here to complete their work.
Yeah, and let's start there. What from the perspective of the Petroleum Council, how's the session going?
Well, you never know in this business until they sign you die that last day. So, but there've been a number of pretty significant bills that have passed in the last couple of weeks, and a bill tomorrow that's going to pass that I think is a great piece of legislation. It's a bill that deals with recycling of drill cuttings, and we have a North Dakota company that has come up with a technology advanced through the Energy Environmental Research Center out of Grand Forks that essentially takes the pieces of earth that you get off the surface when you drill an oil well, and you think about putting a six-inch hole down into the ground 2 miles, and then 2 miles laterally, you get a tremendous amount of cuttings back up. And historically, those cuttings have just been buried on site, mixed with fly ash to solidify. More recently, as we've got into pad drilling, they've been hauled off to landfills, and you create a mountain of dirt. And this company has come up with a technology that will allow you to recycle and essentially run those cuttings through a centrifuge. Got other companies working on things as well, and you come out with recycled products on the end. And you come out with clay, which, of course, in Western North Dakota, we're very short of good clay to mix in with the gravel. You come back with the hydrocarbons that are in that petroleum leg of that well that you can recycle those into future drilling mud. So great step forward in the Bakken, something completely new that's being done here in North Dakota, and the legislature is setting up a process to allow them to be recyclers of drill cuttings, and it also could be used for recycling of water used for completion. So I think that bill is going to pass for the final process tomorrow and hopefully be signed by the governor. It's a good piece of legislation.
I know often, you know, your job is not necessarily promoting, a new piece of legislation or a new idea, but rather, just trying to inform legislators of the consequences of bad ideas. Has there been much of that this year?
Oh, there's never a shortage of those. We've had around 130 bills that we're tracking, and we've been able to work with legislators and various stakeholder groups and to get most of those bills into, what we always consider reasonable regulatory steps or reasonable changes. There's a significant bill that came out on Friday on pipeline regulations, and that bill's got about 10 or 11 different elements to it, which include a lot of research on how to remediate salt water and cleaning up some pre-1983 salt water issues before there were regulations in place. That adds a lot of regulations on monitoring and detection of leaks and looking at various pipeline issues and deals with it was five bills that were combined into one bill. So it's got a lot of things in there that add some regulatory provisions and some regulatory teeth, but we think that we've come to agreement on them, and they're responsible to North Dakota type legislation that I think will improve the integrity of pipelines and yet achieve what's possible without substantially limiting your ability to put oil or produce water in the pipelines, which if you do that, then companies just use trucks. So there's always a trade-off. So if you go too far, they'll just go back to using trucks all the time, and that's a long-term problem for everybody.
Any talk of changing the tax structure of the oil and gas industry, the extraction tax, the very complicated nature of different triggers coming in and off has been a subject of previous legislative debates, and obviously with the drop in the price of oil and everybody watching that trigger, some talk about whether or not that would be revisited. What's the status of that, Ron?
Well, there's a bill that would basically expand the small trigger, which is in conference now. It's kind of to continue the status quo. Three affiliated tribes is very concerned about this is April is the fourth month of the fifth of the 5 month trigger process. So if the West Texas intermediate price in May stays below $55.09, you will then see, what is really a massive change in North Dakota's oil tax structure. It would go from one of the highest tax states in the country to one of the lowest tax states in the country, as that incentive has been in place since 1987 and was ratified again in 2001. And it's somewhat of a antiquated system that is very complicated, and there's always talk about whether we should just go to a flat tax, and certainly the tribe is a stipulated tribe.
Hold that thought if you would, Ron. We'll pick up on the other side of the break with Ron Nestor, the Petroleum Council, on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonies you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse, find the great savings. Use the promo code SCOTT for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Before the top of the hour rolling on, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council with us on What's on Your Mind Today, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about the 81,000 jobs in the industry, $43 billion in economic impact. Just to finish on the legislative session and potential changes in tax treatment, do you anticipate any major changes then, Ron, coming out of the session?
You know, Scott, it's $79 million a month. I believe the tax department has said once that big trigger hits and lost revenue to the state. So, you never know what's going to happen here as they get closer and closer to adjournment and they need revenue sources. So we're watching it very closely. I think at this point you'd have to have all of the parties agree and that's never been too easy to do. So, I would be surprised, but not for certain that these entities are going to be very concerned about the loss of revenue. And of course, you know, our position is that we have been This tax trigger system has been in place for a very long time. We would like the predictability of a flatter, reasonable tax rate, but it's going to be hard to imagine the parties all coming together, but certainly I think the three affiliated tribes, where one-third of our state's oil production is produced, I think they probably are key to the discussion along with all of the legislative leaders. So, one other bill that there's going to be a news conference on Wednesday on is the Ombudsman Bill, and the Commissioner of Agriculture, Mr. Goring, had made this part of his election platform of really trying to bring together a process in which landowners can provide some assistance to landowners. And we worked with the Northwest landowners and got a bill together where we would essentially have several ombudsmen out on the ground. So when a landowner has a frustration with an erosion that's occurred on a pipeline, and that they can contact these ombudsmen who would come out and survey the situation and help them determine if it's a fault of the pipeline companies, and if so, make contact with the pipeline company and try and in a non-regulatory way to try and get this resolved. And if not, then pass it back on to the Department of Mineral Resources or Public Service Commission. And this is something that we heard from landowners across the Williston Basin that this is an issue. And of course, we need more pipes in the ground. So we think it's going to be a big success, and it's a good North Dakota solution to what has become what we call pipeline fatigue. And yet we need more pipelines in order to capture that gas and get those trucks off the road. So Commissioner of Agriculture is going to be rolling that out on Wednesday, and it's going to be a great program. It should start immediately as soon as they can get people on contract to do that work.
Sounds good. Len Helms tomorrow will give the director's cut for April, which is, you know, a look back to the most recent numbers available for production. What are we going to learn? What's the rig count at? How are we looking as a snapshot of today?
Well, I believe the rig count on Friday was 91. And when you think back to December 12th, it was 186. So we have essentially lost one half of our drilling rigs, and each of those drilling rigs accounts for about 177 direct jobs. And so we've seen quite a change in the 4 month period of time, and we're going to continue to see that as companies essentially try and survive and cover their costs by spending enough on exploration activities in order to keep the cash coming in, but focusing more on the production side and all of those things. So we need a turnaround in price over the next few months here. We don't see it coming in the near term. So that means we got to continue to work to reduce our costs and make the Bakken competitive. And that's all part of the discussion that we're having here as we try and figure out ways not only to get a better price for that Bakken barrel in comparison to other sweet barrels across the country, but also lower the operating costs and also create a business climate here that continues to be reasonable and fair, because once prices do recover, companies are going to make those decisions. Where do I want to put my exploration dollars? And that's going to be an important facet. So this is a time when we should be trying to catch up. We encourage the legislature to pass House Bill 1176, which provides an increase in the funding to the oil producing counties and get more of these revenues back to them. Probably not as much as what we all wanted, but certainly understandable that if price goes up, they will also get more. So, and that's really the key, I think, on all issues taxable. It's about the activity. It's about the production. It's about what you're using for sales tax revenues. Those are the things that generate income, not just tax rate itself.
Only about a half a minute left, but how are we doing in reducing costs? You mentioned that's where the focus is right now, and this obviously is a bit of a breathing period to sort of catch up, as some people have said. I mean, what's your report card as far as how that effort's underway in reducing costs for the industry?
It appears to me that if you start to read between the lines and what you see out of the media out west and the places that the companies are focusing on trying to get the services and the vendors to compete, which is a very, very hard thing to do when your costs of housing are high. And so we're going to see some pain, I think, in terms of the contractors and the service providers. And you're starting to see the the companies do some, the operators do some cutbacks of their own in terms of staffing and certainly housing costs and all of those things. But my sense is that it takes a long time for those things to happen, and we're probably beginning to see some rollback on the cost. But we still need a pretty significant price recovery to get us in the price deck where you want to expend money.
Sure. Good info, Ron. Thanks for the update as always. Ron Ness, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, joins us a couple times a month on What's on Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away. A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.